Lawmakers ready to head home. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Members of the state legislature are wrapping up their schedules and passing their final bills of the second session of the 108th Tennessee General Assembly. One of those that has passed unanimously in the Senate is how and where unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, can be used. Senate sponsor was John Stevens of Huntington.
It's going to be a really good piece of legislation for landowners in Tennessee. It protects our privacy.
Now, many consider agriculture one of the biggest users of UAVs in the coming years, and farmers want to make sure, first of all, they can take advantage of the technology, but also to ensure that they are used in a way that protects their privacy and private property.
The feds are going to open up the airspace for commercial flights for these unmanned aerial vehicles, and when they do so, had this bill not passed, there would be no privacy, no protections for landowners. So what this bill does is it makes it a criminal act to fly an unmanned aerial vehicle unless you fall into certain exceptions. No one's going to be able to fly these things over your land and take pictures without your consent.
Now, the use of UAVs will soon become commonplace, and the benefits for the ag industry will help farmers in many ways. House sponsor of the bill is Speaker Pro Temp Curtis Johnson of Clarksville.
As you work through the legislative process, there's a lot of give and take, and so working with all parties, we came out with a bill that I think will pass, and I think it'll pass by a good margin, and it'll be good for the farmers of our state.
Tennessee lawmakers helping to protect our ag industry. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.